Less than 1% of Americans born before 1946, that's Joe Biden's generation, identify that way. 2.6% of boomers do, 4.2% of Gen X, 10.5% of millennials, and 20.8% of Gen Z. Which means if we follow this trajectory, we will all be gay in 2054.
Lucky for most of us, we're not all going to be gay by 20.
Not a lot of time left. I don't have a lot of time left. I already have 4 kids, though. So, I mean, if we're all mandatory gay, like, what was it, 2020?
Well, it was nice. I was going to say before you've ruined the show before it started, before you've ruined it, I was going to say for some of us, it's not by 2030 we're going to be mandatory gay. Some of us have already gotten there, Garrett. Nice cover up with the kids. It's not working.
Well, I thought it was a good color. Beard. I thought it was a lot of beards.
It's a confetti of color. It's a better beard than the one you got on your face.
Yeah, it's not a good one. You know, it just doesn't feel like... I thought by 30, it would come in at some point, but it never did.
To be fair, this one, I'm going to be a sympathize with you for one moment. Just this is your one chance this whole episode.
Simp. Is this guy over here? All
right. But for the one moment, as I feel you too with the facial hair, where it's like, I kept thinking it was going to come. And I go, the only thing that came early was me, not the beard. You know, and I just don't understand why it didn't grow in, why it didn't fill in. And then my brother says, he goes, oh, I know how you can make it grow in. Get beard transplants. And I go, oh,
what?
That's not a solution. That's a surgery.
That's a Band-Aid, okay? That's a sad Band-Aid. Elon Musk did it, though, so it's okay.
Did he do beard transplants?
Well, he did the top. Have you seen pictures of him, like, early in his career?
Joe Biden did, too.
Where he's got nothing on top, and then now he's just, like, full.
Would you, do you have a balding gene in your family?
Yes.
Do you? So do I. I mean, I have a big forehead, so luckily I'm not actually balding. This is called deformed.
That's all mine is. It's all...
Yeah, this is deformed. This is called being a deformed kid. But at the same time, I will say if it genuinely goes, I'm going to do the Propecia. I'm going to do the minoxidil. I'm going to do the whole thing. And I'm going to make sure my hair comes back. Because you know what? Our country might be declining, but my hairline doesn't have to be.
Damn right. Damn right. I think if I ever go bald, I'm shaving it off.
Really?
Yeah. I may even like shape it like Captain Picard, you know, do like the horseshoe around. Just because. I think it's a dominance thing.
I feel like if you do shave your hair, though, it's like that gives you some license. If you accidentally become a porn star and it comes out, you know, future on your career, as some people's careers that has come out. If you're bald,
yet,
you are 50% more forgivable for being a porn star. Because I feel like bald and action stars and bald in an adult action also all make sense. You've already lost your hair. What else can you lose?
Yeah, you can't lose your dignity. I mean...
We're all going to be gay anyways by 2030 and trans. Are you excited for your family to be the first trans family by 2030? Quarterback Garrett, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. I love being on your show, man. I mean, I don't like you, but I like being on your show because it's exposure.
It's like one of the main...
I love Elijah. I can't hide it. Okay.
It's true. It's one of the main things we share in common. It's like, ooh, how much longer do we have of the show?
I was counting down the days until 2030.
Yeah, me too. It's like we got, 8 years until we're all gay and we're all trans, guys. And I'm going to let you know we have a lot of that stuff to talk about today. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with your favorite host or top 17 host, me, Elijah Schaefer. We do have the confetti of color and we are talking a lot about the gays. Specifically, there is a new disease on the loose and it's coming to a bathhouse near you. And unless you are one of the few people in our country that doesn't have raging orgies in unclean bathhouses, then you should be worried because apparently monkeypox, though it's transferred like anally through dry, unlubricated sex, is now apparently a threat to us all. And I didn't.
Are you worried?
You weren't. So now you don't need to feel shame. You're not the only one who's been doing that.
No, I don't.
We got you a booster seat.
What? These seats are very deep. I will have to say these are very deep, and I have very short legs. Okay, so like whenever I sit in this,
you've been going deep at the bathhouses,
dude. Don't talk about my monkeypox like that. Don't talk about my monkeypox. It's really itchy. What even is monkeypox, okay?
Gonna,
I just heard about it.
We're going to get into that, guys. Speaking what of that, though, it? If you have monkeys and people running around you, you know, by the way, I got to talk to you about iTarget Pro. So a huge thanks to our sponsor today, because in Joe Biden's America, I don't even know what's happening, but I can tell you that criminals are exalted and the police are condemned. And it is sad to say, but you need to be prepared and properly trained to defend yourself and your family. Thankfully, there is iTarget Pro. This is an amazing innovation and a product that you will love. You need to buy for yourself, your friends, your family. It makes a good birthday gift for men and for women. And this the other 72 genders can enjoy it too.
Yeah,
they can. Every gender can enjoy
Everybody
this.
Everybody needs self-defense training.
Correct. Even aliens. This revolutionized system allows you to dry fire practice with your actual firearm anytime in the safety and privacy of your own home, which means you don't have to buy a cap gun or play any sort of like 3D Oculus stuff. You actually can not have to take an inconvenient trip to the range, which you should be taking sometimes, but you have kids. You know that sometimes things get in the way. Now there's no excuses. With inflation causing the price of ammunition to skyrocket, you literally cannot make an excuse now not to be a good aim or a good shot. Just download iTarget Pro's proprietary app, load the laser bullet into your firearm, and start your training experience. iTarget will help you develop muscle memory, sharpen target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and more. iTarget Pro comes in all major calibers, including .223, so you can stay sharp with almost any firearm. Go to iTargetPro.com right now, iTargetPro.com. iTargetPro.com, save 10% plus get free shipping with offer code OFFENSIVE. This makes a great gift for Father's Day and is less expensive than a few hours at the range. That's the letter iTargetPro.com, iTargetPro.com, promo code OFFENSIVE. Okay, so basically, we've gotten to a point where I feel like, you know, you and I having to come into a room together voluntarily means that we're not in a good position as a country.
Not good at all.
Because it means every time we come together in a room, and we've come together in rooms many times.
Several times.
It was, and it does.
Intoxicated, non-intoxicated. Non-intoxicated, totally, totally sober.
Sober, and it's okay. There's no judgment. There's no judgment here. I don't have any judgment, and this is a true statement. Like, a lot of people that watch the show, obviously, there's a lot of people who hate gay people, and I totally get why. Because the voices of the gay community, I hate too. They're really annoying. The spokespeople for, you know, this, we now know.
It's the loud people.
Yeah,
it's the, it's like not the everyday gay person. I have no problem with any of this. It's the activists. And I think that's just across the board of any other group. I just don't like activism. in any form. Like, I just don't like posters, holding posters up. Usually they're the most annoying people. So it just, that's, you know, I don't dislike gay people. It's just the loud ones.
Garrett, I feel like we should have known, because think about this. The most annoying part of Sunday school was what? Craft time. And then they wanted you to bring it to your parents, or like even in school, like art class.
I don't want this.
Please. Oh, use taxpayer dollars to color. This isn't fun. I don't want to do this. And then they turn
where's
that
the,
in.
Where's the color that looks like my skin tone? Beige. There's not a beige there. You have to like do a brown and then a tan at the same time. Doesn't work.
I understand why you have trauma.
No, it's just I've been going through my whole life without a color.
Well,
no crayons.
Well, it's true. And it's taxpayer-funded racism started in the art classroom. But we always knew. And the crafts people were the people that, okay, it's one thing to like get into the craft because you're stuck there for 45 minutes. Like, let's say you've got to go make a poster for like, but like everyone hated when you had to do a project and made you make a poster with it, right? Like, if someone genuinely enjoyed making a trifold presentation, that person is a psychopath today.
Don't trust them, man. Those are the kind of people that you're like, are they going to shoot up school? I don't know. Because that they really enjoy that kind of just like monotonous trifold with the glue.
No, they weren't going to shoot up the school. They were going to molest your children later in life.
Oh, you see, that's as far down.
I'm sorry to our craft lovers out there. A few of you guys.
I love crafts.
Yeah, me too.
My problem was like, I was the guy that always was good at crafts and like drawing and stuff. So I got to do all that stuff. Yuck. They're like, oh no, make him do that. He gets to do it.
Yeah.
And then I just rub it in
everybody's
face.
It literally explains everything. But I will say this, that with Bill Maher coming out here and saying this, we are in an interesting time because, you know, we have this emergence of the monkeypox virus. You know, it's so prevalent. There's 56 cases now in the United Kingdom. There's several in the United States. And, you know,
that's basically a handful.
Yeah, we're only about 970 away from the amount of comparable to the amount of illegal aliens crossing into our country every 6 hours. So we're getting pretty close. But I will say, there's all this talk about the next pandemic and what's happening. And they're saying that the next pandemic is going to be spread, what? Through gay people, through homosexuality, which we're not allowed to say, by the way. Mm-hmm. But apparently gay people are spreading disease. This wouldn't be the first time the gay community has been spreading something.
That's true. It wouldn't be. I mean, there's specific viruses that go around in the gay community. Also, other communities. Fauci said that it can be passed in the air. And if you just touch a cereal box, with somebody that's gay in your family. You remember that?
Yeah, and if you drink at a drinking fountain, you also get AIDS. Well, this is what I want to know.
Does it work the same way as the monkeypox?
Well, I'm saying, like, with Bill Maher, like, when Bill Maher, people give Bill Maher too much credit, I feel like, in terms of, like, being a conservative. They're like, Bill Maher recognized the truth a year or two too late. And now we're going to praise him. Like, did you know
that? Oh, my goodness, Bill Maher, he had a good point.
He realized trans is a trend. Yeah, trans is a trend and kids are being indoctrinated. But he's bringing up a good point. We are actually living in an engineered society, specifically not just with engineered viruses, bioweapons, super weapons, engineered elections. We are talking about, we are in an engineered position, an engineered society, to where they are actually deciding and changing our sexual expression to the point that we can geographically point out on a map where people are more likely to be gay. Now, you could say with adults, right, obviously maybe more gay people move to New York or move to LA because of the general acceptance.
Yeah.
But the idea that kids being more likely, minors, even prepubescent, pre-sexual development, becoming gay and trans.
Very influential. Like, they can be influenced very, very easily into going down trends. Now, that statement that he made about it being a trend, I 100% agree with it. And I've always said that. It is a trend. Sure, there are some kids that are confused at the point of, like, getting to that point. Never should be encouraged. Never should be taken to a doctor and changed. But, like, I get the point that there is some that are that way, but not to the level that they are now. The level they are now, I always explain it like this. It's like in 2005, if you were an emo and you literally tattooed your eyeliner on and you could never remove it, only that's your genitals now. You're in a trend where you change your body to form to that trend.
I feel personally attacked.
Well, you know, that's your choices. You know, that's how you get down. But that's what I'm saying. Like, 5-10 years down the road, whenever this isn't interesting anymore, they're going to be changed. They can't reverse it.
Okay, Tupac, who invited this guy here? Who invited him here?
You know, I don't even know. I think I walked in the door. I saw there was a light on. I wanted to check it out. And then I was like, wait, this is Elijah's office. So I came and sat down, and then you showed up, and then you're working on stuff back there. The lights came on.
It's interesting, though, that I'm glad today that you're letting people know we're failing at our position. We've been trying to get interesting guests on the show. Guess how that's working out, audience?
An empty chair.
I know. So it's working out so good
for
us.
Door was unlocked. Lock the door next time. That's on you.
We don't even have money for doors in this studio. Literally. It's true. I know. We're in a closet.
Wait. I didn't even use the door, though. I went through the window.
Yeah. We haven't had windows since 2011. It's true.
Prices are skyrocketing right now. Yeah. Windows, so
literally, we had the problem of it was with the whole window situation. We had people peeking in, looking in, staring at us.
That was mostly.
Then you got arrested. You went to jail for 7 years. That's what a warrant is.
It's a hiatus.
You went on a hiatus. I've heard of those recently. Mm-hmm. Things going on hiatus and stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what's going on, but hey, let's go. Let's move into this. Blaze Media said this. So people are mad because he's pointing out the truth. And this is what's crazy. We get called hateful on this show, but progressives blast Bill Maher as transphobic for saying that it's trendy to be LGBTQ, declaring children transitioning to transgender is not science-based. This is so crazy. You got Bill Maher here just chilling in the corner. Americans identifying as LGBTQ. This is from The Blaze. Bill Maher dared to discuss a sacred cow of transgenderism, which instantly caused progressives to attack the liberal talk show host. During Friday night's episode of Real Time with Bill Maher, the HBO host discussed Gallup poll about the increase of Americans identifying as LGBTQ. The survey found the percentage of U.S. adults who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or something in other than heterosexual has increased to a new high of 7.1%, which is double the percentage from 2012 when Gallup first measured it. The Gallup poll published in February said that each generation had increased by around double from the previous generation. They were 0.8% who identified as LGBTQ, 2.6% baby boomers, 4.2% Gen Z, 10.5% of millennials, and 20.8% of Generation Z. Mayer hypothesized that some of the massive increase in people identifying as LGBTQ could be because it currently is trendy to be considered as such. What I got to say is the ultimate part of this that I enjoyed was the fact there's 2.6% of baby boomers that are still rocking it in the bedroom. I don't even care who they're sleeping with. I'm surprised.
Still, you know,
Viagra
still
and Cialis works. That's what I saw. I was like, oh,
you
Viagra works.
You never hear about that, though? Like right. in geriatric homes, you know, like they're getting down.
Are you serious?
Dude, they're getting down. Because why wouldn't you? You know, like, I'm like, hey, I got like 2 years left, maybe.
Is that why everyone's Let's trying to become it. Like a CNN, like nurses, assistant nurses in those places? You always like, notice a lot of like ugly women. You notice there's a lot of ugly fat women that become nurse assistants in those homes. And like, it's true. Like, they genuinely, they tend to be overweight.
Love to.
And they're not good looking. Now I get why. Those yeah. horny bastards, Grandpa.
Yeah, we invented pills that take care of that, your issue.
Grandpa.
All night long, baby.
You're supposed to be taking your dementia pills and not
oh,
to be.
I'm going to sneak a couple of these blue pills in here.
Hey, there are chubby
I'm
chasers.
I'm all for it, man.
No, but I mean, but I do think about this because you do have children, shockingly, and you are married. I don't know how, but I mean this as an individual. It is bizarre to me overall when I look at the situation that we are in a position to where society has moved from where we're saying that like some people are just born this way to clear evidence the fact that sure. people are not just born this way, people are programmed, which I think supports the idea too, that I think there's a lot of factors that go into to making people, you know, attracted to the same sex that, you know, we could discuss. Well, I'm not going to go into all those other factors. What I am going to say is there is a new factor involved in this that is not even just about sex. It's about body modification that would be called a social construct. If anything, transgenderism has become a social construct, but we're not allowed to talk about this. And whenever you talk about the truth about what's really going on, you're either called a racist, a homophobe, a bigot. And even if you're Bill Maher and you run one of the most liberal shows on the internet, you are a true Democrat in the greatest degree.
All of a sudden you're a conservative.
Yeah.
Like, no, he's just speaking real talk. That you were talking about earlier is like, it's a barrier. It's a barrier to truth. Anytime you get close to that truth, you're called a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, all this stuff. And it's like I said earlier, there's definitely a percentage of people that feel that way, that are confused about their gender identity or that are gay or lesbian or whatever. But the point of manipulation at this point is like so high, your social media constantly telling you to do this. Your peers are telling you to do this. Movies are telling you to do this. Media, like everything at this point is socially constructing this reality that does not actually exist. So anytime you speak on real reality, it's against the narrative. You can't talk about that. So then you're called conservative, which is now a negative thing to all of these psychopaths out here. But like that, like Bill Maher comes out and says something that is just obvious. It's like, yeah, there's obviously going to be a push for young people to join all these, like this trendy thing. It's a trendy thing. You have new actors, you have movies, everything's kind of cool. It's a cool thing to be trans, right? So it's, you join those things. It's easy for a kid to get manipulated into that situation. And when you say that, somebody like Bill Maher gets called a conservative.
Well, that's what I think is interesting, even about this show. Like, because people will be like, well, if you're not a conservative, what are you? And I go, I just speak common sense. It's right. truth to life. You don't have to be a conservative. Doesn't mean that you are a truth teller. It means that we've lost the ability to even differentiate, that people can have different worldviews and still acknowledge reality. Yeah. We might have different solutions, but at least acknowledge the truth, a standard. Where I go, you know, people say, so what are you? Dude, just because I'm willing to call out the BS in society, just because I'm willing to be honest about the situation at hand, even in some of my own issues and discrepancies in my life, doesn't mean that I'm, you know, holding to this, you know, traditional Catholic conservative worldview
yeah.
that I live by every day. I mean, I live a pretty, you know, I try to live my best life, you know, but I make mistakes. I've made a lot of, I've learned by doing, right? I mean, even when I was a kid, there was a cookie maker and I didn't know that those got hot on the outside. And I learned by burning the tips of my finger off.
I did that with a toaster.
See, and you learn. You go, that's hot. And my whole life hot. Has been burning things off.
Yeah.
And then mostly my reputation. But that's...
it's like just because you tell the truth and try to speak through all of these manipulated lies and doublespeak, that somehow makes you a conservative. I don't think so. Although there's a difference between something that I believe I will live my life and I believe everybody should do. You know, right? So like, I personally am not gay, even though this guy keeps trying to imply that I am. I have 4 kids, okay? Not a beard. But
you could be a woman.
Right. I could be on the inside. I have long hair. It's okay.
You could be.
I could be, but I'm not.
If you were, even though he's not, I would accept you.
But
you're
not. That's what I'm saying.
But you're not.
I'm not.
But I would accept you.
No, no winks. No winks. No winks. I am straight up a dude.
Yeah, the woman's hair, everything.
This is not what. Have you ever seen, like,
the man's,
like
The man's hair.
Hair metal band?
The man's hair.
Thank you. What was I saying? He threw me way off my...
You're saying something
track.
About being gay or something. Go ahead.
Right. So the way I live my life is different than the way I think we should all... Like, I'm not going to force my own beliefs on somebody else just because I believe a certain way. So that's like whenever you speak the truth through these lies, it doesn't mean you're automatically implying everybody live the way that you live your life. You're just speaking to the common truth through everything else. Like Bill Maher, I can agree with Bill Maher, even though I believe he is way different than my lived opinions. Like he lives his life differently and he believes in different things. But if he still speaks to the truth, I can agree with that. And it doesn't change his opinion, doesn't change my opinion, doesn't change our, like where our political compasses are individually. We're just on the same path.
Well, and this is what he said. We have this video here. He's like saying, you know, we are allowed to ask questions, like meaning it doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, you have right. to, you have to agree with everything that your party believes. And that's the problem is they expect you to just jump on the train and continue with it. Listen to this. He's getting accused of being evil for pointing out statistics. Watch this.
I'm just saying that when things change this much, this fast, people are allowed to ask, what's up with that? All the babies are in the wrong bodies? Was there a mix-up at the plant, like with Cap'n Crunch's Oops All Berries? I'm just...
Yeah, and so it's like, yeah. he goes on, I'm going to go to the show, he went on to say that, you know, he listed the potential health risks of puberty blockers, even talking about the real problems in our country. Then he highlighted that no gay men were selected as a grand marshal for the upcoming New York City Pride Parade. That's where we are now. Gay men are not hip enough for gay Pride Parade, he said. Maher pointed out that the prime directive of teens is to do anything to shock and challenge the squares who brought you up.
Right.
It's why nobody gets a nose ring at 56, and that's the position we're in, is that, you know, not only are you not allowed to question the truth, and if you do, or not the truth, but the narrative, that you are called a conservative, but then even then, when you look at how crazy things have gotten and you go, dude, mm-hmm. there's a gay pride parade and a gay person isn't even leading it. You go, you guys are so backwards. You are so mixed up. You are so unable to actually acknowledge the truth, yeah. to talk about what's going on, that I'm stuck here having to point out this bullshit. The fact is we've gone completely overboard. There's no point of discussion. We don't have any standard of truth to even live upon. And it's crazy. Yeah. If you stand there and just tell people, hey, he's like pro-trans, pro-gay, pro-everything. And because he just says, hey, I think it's time we actually have an honest discussion.
Let's
honesty
have a question.
Is conservative. To be honest, you can't be honest now.
Yeah, completely. Completely, you can't be honest. Because it is, like I said earlier, and what you said is, if you speak up even a little bit, you have to be ousted. Because that just their whole house of cards is built on sand, which is like, if you even... breathe in the wrong direction, that whole thing comes down and people start waking up. So anytime somebody vaguely says something that is close to the truth, get rid of them, because we can't have that whatsoever. Like the thing, the gay pride parade, it's so trendy to be trans that we're going to pick that instead of the traditional, like that's conservative.
Did you lose it? Were you trying to lead the parade and you lost it?
I wanted to hold that, like, the stick thing, the baton, you know? You right in the front.
Sus.
Very sus. Very sus.
No, he's not,
that's not what I'm saying. Like,
he's not gay. And you know, and if he was gay, I would nominate you to be the front of the parade. I would nominate you. Nobody's handsomer than in this studio than Quarter Black Garrett.
I think
if you were gay, you could only be
Tupac's.
Yeah, gay Tupac's cool. But I also would say that, yeah, pretty handsome too. But I would say you could only be a quarter gay anyways. So
that's true.
That's why you could never be bisexual.
You can never be bisexual
because it requires at least one half. Did you see that they're saying that they needed to drop the charges for the guy who attacked Dave Chappelle because he was bisexual and offended? Like, cause literally that was the point. Gaskin.
Well, it's in California.
Guy, yeah, they said like he was offended by jokes, and so he was bisexual. They literally wrote this. He was bisexual and offended by his jokes about the LGBT community, so he felt like he needed to kill him. And they were like, so we get it.
So,
man.
Of course, we have to drop all the charges on him because he's a totally sane person. Yeah. Well, that's
makes
California
sense. Like, oh, but
for
you're
him.
By. Why doesn't everyone just do that? Like, dude, you stole $10,000 worth of TVs.
Well, I'm bisexual.
No, I'm polyamorous. I couldn't choose. Right?
Like, I couldn't choose. I wanted to see all of them at the same time.
Yeah.
And you never know when I might go to, like, you know, an LCD.
Yeah, plasma.
Plasma. I have all kinds of choices. I might
LED.
Do like a 3D TV.
I might want a small and a large at the same
projector.
Time. I don't discriminate on size.
Yeah.
It's
I like to have all the options at all times.
I'm pan television sexual. There's got to be a word for that.
Panavision. Panavision.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, Panavision. No, but then like I was realizing though, and I noticed that, remember he went to kill Dave Chappelle with a gun knife?
Yes.
He did a knife to a gun because he's bisexual. He can't choose, you know?
He couldn't choose. He had to have both.
Yeah. He had to have both.
He was a selfish mother effer.
Yeah, he used his fist because in the end he gave up because it was just too hard to decide. The world that we're in. And you know what? And I got to say this though, but it doesn't matter because you ask questions and you got to say like, what's the real implications, right? Like, you know, we're letting people off the hook because of their sexuality. We're not wanting to acknowledge that, you know, we are harming children because it's trendy and it's cool and you don't want to be seen as hateful. And Mar just points out something very basic, which is, I think this is crazy. It's like, I'm only playing this not to give him credit, but just because it's weird to hear points we've been making and many people have been making for a very long time.
Right.
Finally make it onto TV and people being like, oh, Bill Maher, really smart. And you're like, bro, this is 2016 podcasting going on.
Bill
Maher
is the quintessential version of that, of a liberal that held their head down, didn't question anything for 6 years straight. And then now when it's kind of safe to start talking about this stuff, he pops back up and starts talking about it. Well, they had that lady on there earlier that was talking about all the mandates and not being happy about that. It's like everybody started seal clapping for this chick. It's like everybody's been saying this for the last 2 years. We've been saying this. And Bill Maher, every time he has an opinion like this, everybody seal claps for him. And it's like, yeah, duh. Like everybody's been saying this already. We've just all been shadow banned and kicked off and unpersoned. And now you can say it. Now it's because it's safer, because it's the pendulum's starting to slowly swing back and it's safe for you to say it now.
They all criticize the pandemic after it's like ended.
Right.
Listen to this though. He's like, at least he points this out. He's like, whoa, here's a fresh idea. Maybe we should stop experimenting sexually on our kids. Listen to this.
And it's okay to ask questions about something that's very new and involves children. The answer can't always be that anyone from a marginalized community is automatically right, trump card, mic drop, end of discussion. Because we're literally experimenting on children. Maybe that's why Sweden and Finland have stopped giving puberty blockers to kids. Because we just don't know much about the long-term effects. Although common sense should tell you that when you reverse the course of raging hormones, there's going to be problems. We do know it hinders the development of bone density, which is kind of important if you like having a skeleton.
Oh, it's like everyone laughs. Yeah. And it's like, wow, maybe we've been mutilating our children. And everyone's looking around like, wow, this is so genius.
Wow, we shouldn't permanently affect growing bodies? What? Great opinion you had there, Bill. Great opinion. Yes, that is why we're saying, hey, maybe we should slow down on this stuff. Maybe we should wait till people are adults and have fully formed brains before they start making permanent changes to their body. Kids are already confused at their age, at like teenagers going through puberty. And they're talking about before you have puberty, which you're just a kid. You have no clue what the rest of your life is even going to be. You don't have any clue what adult is, what sex is, nothing, okay? So they're talking about changing those bodies before they know anything.
Well,
it's disgusting.
And, you know, obviously, like somebody that would, you know,
child abuse,
right? And we're talking about like underdeveloped brains and stuff like that. I mean, you know, the problem of trying to live with one is that it's
it takes one to know one.
I wasn't going to talk about that.
You talk about
that. The head size is what deceives people to think that the brain is all there.
Mostly water.
It's pressure, actually. This is called hydrocephalus. I am retarded, though. It is true. I do say
I think that's why we work. You know, it's like it is why you bring me on the show, because I'm retarded. You're retarded. Retarded.
All I know is the attacks are ramping up, people. I always tell you here, if you know, they're coming. They were already coming for me recently. I warned people they were coming to try to destroy my career, and you know, they're still coming for me. Because you know why? Because we're a threat. Because we show pictures like this. We show pictures of Amy Schumer in a bathing suit.
Don't do it.
And it makes I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Can we go to that?
Man.
Yep. But this shows
you blindsided me with this.
Yeah.
Didn't even know what was going to happen.
Literally, you can turn me from a Caucasian into an Asian by removing my cock by putting this picture up on the screen. Me no honey. Bing daum. Me ling ling. Yeah.
I don't like this. Emotional damage.
I look, you know what? Literally, I'll tell you this. I am just going to say, if only Amy Schumer had been around Nagasaki, she could have taken the full brunt of the nuclear explosion.
Oh, yeah, there'd just be one big shadow.
Just taking her out. Right, I know, but look at this. So I mean, see, like, the media is so retarded because, like, they just changed their tune. Like, if you look at this contradiction, right, the same publication, is this Daily Mail? It's very bitmapped.
Looks like one of those trash websites.
Right, but yeah. It's like, too much eating Gilbert Grape. Leonardo DiCaprio shows off middle age spread as he enjoys Mexican getaway with Nina Agdal.
I like that title, though. Come on, that's good.
And he's not even, like, that big. He's just, like, that's literally a guy with, like, a relaxed stomach. No, it's a guy with a relaxed stomach who's been out of the gym for 6 months.
Yeah.
That's literally all that is. Like, you could turn that around in eight weeks.
That's my goal. I'm going to get to that point eventually.
I know, but, like, they're like, you know, they love giving guys crap. At the same time, they're like, she's no train wreck. Amy Schumer showcases her knockout figure in strapless bikini during Hawaii beach outing. And that is, come like, on. It is a knockout. I was knocked out. I lost my breath. That's and not true. In a good way. Yeah.
Goodness. Like, you know, I'm heavy, so I'm getting... But I'm working on
it. No, you've lost a lot of weight. How much weight have you lost so far?
What, 28?
You've lost a child.
Basically, yeah.
You've lost a grown toddler.
I've lost two, maybe three newborn babies. Totally off this form. But, you know, I'm working on it. Amy Schumer, you know what? She's not working on that.
That's a good phrase. Abort your fat.
I like that. Pro-abortion.
Yeah, I'm pro-fat abortion. Abort fat. Abort the fat. Just literally cut it off. Kill it.
Get it out of here.
Kill your fat. Just remove it. What? You know what? You don't need to kill your baby once you get pregnant. Stop looking like you're pregnant when you're not. Abort the fat.
Hashtag.
A fat abortion. No, but I was going to say, it is this ironic part that we constantly see between the two sides of media where they're constantly giving you this ridiculous call to action as a man where they want you to... Like, they want this double standard where they say, like, oh, Bill Maher is brave now for speaking up. Meanwhile, they've chastised us for the last few years about the fact that we've been speaking up. And we were called conspiracy theorists, and we were hated, and we were demonized. And the same way goes with the media, too. It's like there's always this double standard that exists in literally in everything. And we're going to talk about the monkeypox in just a second because I got to be completely honest. I am so ready for this. But I do got to talk to you about my Patriot Supply. So many of you guys know, it looks like Amy Schumer has been in no lack of preparing food.
Oh, no. She's stockpiling.
She is Amy Schumer has no lack of supply of food, but maybe
shoveling
you do.
It in.
They're suspecting actually that food supplies are going to be shortening and coming maybe within the next 10 to 20 days. I'm not even joking.
Because of Amy Schumer
ate it all. Yeah. No, but also because, I don't know, the economy's collapsing. Our currency is having major problems. I swear, our currency is like a Hollywood celebrity. It's just got problems and no one can help it.
Big joke. Always smack me in the face, too.
Well, yeah, exactly. Why you got to go with preparewithelijah.com and find out how you can get My Patriot Supplies food that lasts so long you don't even know how to fix it. I think it's 25 years in proper storage.
Dang.
And it actually allows a bunch of meals up to 2,000 calories a day. Now, many of you guys know you don't want to be left without any supplies when the shit hits the fan. And like we've seen here, when there's power outages, I even saw that blackouts, power outages are coming, that there can be no food in your grocery store, and you may not just be a food supply for emergencies. You may end up in that emergency and need it right now. If you go to you go to preparewithelijah.com to check out My Patriot Supply, you'll be able to save $150 on a 3-month emergency food kit from our friends at My Patriot Supply. This food will feed your family, and it's what you need to stay well fed when the worst happens. And I will read this, that experts recommend having at least 3 months worth of emergency food. So be sure to get one kit for each member of your family. You'll save $150 on each kit when you go to preparewithelijah.com. That's prepare with Elijah, PrepareWithElijah.com. Don't wait till things get worse. You might not get another warning. Preparewithelijah.com. It is also fun to me too that it's interesting when you need emergency, nothing says prepare with Garrett, right? Because why would you do that? It's like they already know you can prepare with me. With Garrett, you better be prepared to know him because you might be the emergency.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I stockpile food, but it's mainly just for me. So I can't hand that stuff out.
No, it's true. I've been stockpiling in my lower gut. Do you know the fat right?
Why do you think
gut?
I have this?
It's really hard
it's
to lose.
It's all preparing, man.
But I like what Mark Lobliner told me. He was like, you know what? People have different body fat percentages, and some guys, you know, live the most enjoyable life between 15 to 20% body fat, which is actually really good if you can. He's like, I love when he just like casually throws out 15% body fat.
15%.
Yeah, but he goes, you know, like obviously not everyone's meant to live around like 11%, 10%.
Because
then you might be exhausted. You're competing, but it is understanding too that like a lot of it's a very deceptive on the internet, and if you really look how people look when they have bloating or natural inflammation, it is a lot different. Now, your case, I don't know what Photoshop could do to help, but you know,
not a lot.
With miracles still exist. Including myself too. You know, we've talked about this on the show a lot. It is really, really nice to what I call being just average. Like where you're not ugly enough that your looks hurt your future.
That's right. But
you're not good looking enough that anyone can think that your looks helped you. You just are just average.
You know, that's what I thrive on. It's average, right in the middle. I went through all high school just kind of right in the middle. Nobody picked on me. Nobody expected me to be cool. Right there in the middle. That's what I do. That's my power level right there.
Well, I couldn't get away. Something has been wrong with me for a couple decades, and I don't think it's been diagnosed yet, but I definitely was targeted. I've been targeted by a lot of people. I get targeted. I have a lot more coming up.
You feel like you're a big target.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is, because, you know, there's plenty of super targets around here. You can shop.
I think it's your face.
What about my face?
That could be it. I mean, it's general kind of punch. It almost like makes me want to, in a way.
Yeah, you know what's nice, though?
It's a theory. But
what's nice, though, that's why my height comes in, because people like you with stubby arms can't even get the reach. So it's like,
I'm proportional to like a hobbit, though. You know, like a hobbit is not like a short guy with little, his whole body is small.
People don't realize he was actually invited to be on the Lord of the Rings, but even Frodo didn't trust him. Think about it. Frodo trusted Sam.
Wouldn't let me in.
Yeah, they wouldn't even trust
him. This isn't even really a normal camera. I had to bring in my own camera to like go further back, and it's like a perspective thing with the lens. It makes me look bigger. I brought in my own chair.
He was too short for the role.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about this, how big this chair seemed. I got little legs, man.
Well, you really fill it out.
I feel like you're...
For being so short, you seem to have to fill out the chair.
Well, you know, I just don't feel like I'm represented here. You got regular people chairs here.
So since we're pretending like this is a show, let's keep going here.
Oh, sure. Yeah, whatever.
So monkeypox is in the news. Now, if you guys don't know about this monkeypox, somebody tried to set me up in one of those traps. Somebody sent me and they said...
What kind of trap?
Well, they said like there was a new disease called Floydbulla out.
Okay. Not like traps.
No, like Floydbulla. Okay. And I didn't know what that meant. And then I went, okay. Racism. Must condemn.
Right.
Don't do it.
Don't, no.
Not even once. If you're thinking about doing a racism, stop it.
Yeah.
Drink some milk. Eat a Snickers.
Stop.
Get help. Go be gay or something.
Yeah.
I love how they say that.
It's like, try it.
It's like, you know what? Hey, you need to heal from your racism. Go chop off your cock.
Yeah. Like, just cut it right off.
Hey, we're really trying to get rid of bad thinking and extremism. Mutilate your kids' genitals.
There's been no studies on this, but I believe that all racism is stored in the cock.
It's in the balls.
It's in the cock and balls. I think it's a separate thing. You can kind of cut it off and
genuinely, it's kind of true, because racism being like natural understandings of cultural differences and wanting to find solutions and being mad when people are lied to and the solutions aren't met. So you voice those differences. And then when people deny them, it creates tensions, and those tensions develop into general bitterness because nothing's being done. And so then racism develops. Yeah, I would agree. But I also would say that's my point. We got to get rid of extremism, like negative things like racism, and instead start doing normal things like removing our dicks and stuff. You know what I mean?
I agree with that, dude.
Don't you love that narrative out there? It's like, dude, everyone stop being hateful. Cut off your privates. And you're like, wait, the solution?
Wait, that seems a little radical.
It's like, hey, everyone stop using cocaine. Fentanyl's better. It's like, that doesn't help.
Obviously. I mean, you can get a little bit of fentanyl. It can get you the same amount.
You like fentanyl.
That, you know, like a pile of cocaine can get you.
I like
you know,
fentanyl.
Dead.
I want to be famous. I've been using fake counterfeit bills high on fentanyl all over Minnesota, and nobody's noticed. It's really,
it's the skin tone. That's racism.
Yeah.
That's racism.
I've literally been practicing like my yells.
They're just like, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. They're like, thanks for the $20.
They didn't even check it.
I thank you for the $100. And I'm like, you know what? Where's a police officer?
I trust you.
Yeah. Where's a police officer when I need it to be famous? I'm stuck playing with Barbies in a closet.
No, you have to like lean on your own neck.
Some people commit crimes and actually become something.
It's a lot of yoga involved.
I commit a crime and I get a felony charge for 12 years.
You have a felony?
I'm going to kill someone in the room today, and that's probably going to get me more than 12 years.
That would be racist. That would work.
How much more time do we have on the show?
Let's set this up.
All right, more on this. Oh, okay, I'm interested. Let's keep talking. Everyone watching this and listening to this is having a good time, because remember, this is an audio-only podcast. You can download on Spotify and iTunes.
You should rate it.
Yeah, you should rate. Give it a rating. We've stopped reading reviews, and we need to bring that back today. I'm going to bring it back today.
Dude.
I'm going to bring it back. Greg Gonzalez talked to us about monkeypox. If you don't know what this is, it's everywhere, and it's not from monkeys, but there are some people monkeying around, if you know what I mean.
Wait, that wasn't racism?
No, that wasn't about black people, because as we talked about the last episode, thinking that monkeys equate to black people makes you a racist.
Right.
Me thinking monkeys to humans, because we're all a little wild, that's what I was thinking. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. I don't know. It was in memory of George Floyd. So a thread on monkeypox. I'm not an expert. Greg Gonzalez said on the pathogen. But right now, many of the cases are in gay men. And I know something about infectious diseases among men who have sex with men. What does that mean? That's a really weird implication.
That is a weird way to say that.
Yeah. Hey.
And I know something about gay infections. Diseases. I'm very versed.
Yeah, like imagine like it's like your daughter is like, I got a menstrual, I think I got my period. It's like, yeah, periods, yeah. Women have them. And you know, nobody's more familiar with the menstrual cycles than your father. Yeah. It's like, it's a very weird thing to say.
Who knows menstruation has two thumbs? This guy.
Who knows about gay sex disease? Greg Gonzalez said, he said, first, it's not a gay disease, as some of these people said.
You just started off with You're like, most people. Did he say most?
Yeah, he's like, now, many of you know the cases are in gay men, but it ain't a gay disease.
But it's not a gay disease.
Did you just say but? All right. If you are, say it is, grammar police, where are you? You are perpetrating stigma and ignorance, damaging the public health responsible to this, and endangering lives. The disease spreads by close physical contact. This is in a setting which the answer isn't shut down. All these parties tell gay men to stop having sex at them or dancing in close proximity to each other. I don't think it's coming from dancing.
Don't tell him that.
With the dancing, like, you know what he means by that?
Yeah. Just a little twerking.
Like when I was in high school, grinding. You know, people used to do this thing. I went to a Christian high school for 2 years before getting expelled from it. And they would do these things where on the dance floor, people would, and I'm going to be careful saying this, but like they would make a circle around somebody and then people would do more than shake hands with their fingers.
Yeah,
and then they
would
like, but they would do that. And
you
it was
got
like,
kicked out of the school for this?
No, I didn't do this. We weren't supposed to talk. We went to high school together, so this is getting weirder.
This is getting weird.
So remember when we danced closely together and there wasn't
I'm
a circle
trying to
around
about
us?
I try to forget
that. Yeah. What I am going to say here is that they would do this and then people would.
Right. Yeah.
There was that song?
As people do.
Yeah. Yep. The bass dropped and so did somebody.
So did panties.
So did panties. And I'm going to say this. So he's saying, AKA, we got a video removed from here, by the way, because we went and filmed this Pride event. And like while I was talking to someone came up and like stuck their fingers up someone's butt. And then YouTube took it down for like sex acts, which I get. But
you should.
We still have it. But I get why they took it down.
Homophobic.
I know
YouTube is homophobic.
Yeah, they are actually. They just don't want the truth of these events coming out.
Yeah.
They want your kids to come out, but not the truth.
So what I find funny about this is he's like, it's mostly gay. Don't call it gay. And the solution is not don't do all the things that lead to transmitting a virus. Even though we went through 2 years of stop literally everything in the world because a virus might possibly get you sick. But now he's like, don't. I'm the expert here. Don't.
He says.
Tell them to stop doing it because they like, got to keep
says,
going.
He says it hasn't worked for HIV or other kinds of infectious disease outbreaks. Isn't that crazy among gay men? Like, he's like, they have such low impulse control that like they literally, there's a disease that's going to kill them and they just can't stop
having
sex with each other.
You can't tell them to stop.
And then like the dancing in close context, it just means like promiscuous behavior. And so he says, a friend has said this is what we do. Don't panic. Don't stigmatize. Don't suddenly become sex negative. Educate men on what to watch out for. Ask people to stay home if they're sick or have some unusual lesion pop up, even if they aren't planning to have sex. Okay, I feel like if you have an unusual lesion pop up, that's
you
a natural.
You should
know something's wrong.
You should be like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't go to the party. I got
you
some,
start.
I got
tail
tails.
Grows. Tails are growing. Tails are going inside
getting
of you.
Hair everywhere. Like what's going
the
on?
Lesions.
Actually, I don't even know what's going on.
I feel
on.
Like lesions should be a red flag in general. Like lesions.
Yeah.
That like, should be like,
maybe I shouldn't go to the club.
Yeah. Oh, I need to have sex.
I have
a lesion.
A pustule on my penis. Like don't go to the club and intend to use it.
But this is what's so crazy about this is it's like, what happened to this kind of mindset with COVID where it was like, hey, you know, people want to live their life freely. Let's not be life negative or child negative.
Yeah.
Let's not force masks onto
or like
people.
A job.
Let's, negative or like society or humanity negative. It's like, hey, with the gay men though, if there's a virus in the homosexuals, then that's okay. And I also think this is weird too, because, you know, for like the a normal gay viewer or someone watching the show, or, you know, your family or friends that are just normal people that happen to be gay, they're not gay people. They're people who happen to be gay, which is a huge difference of making your identity about your sexual lifestyle. Right. That's a very weird thing to do. But it's like in the midst of this, it's like, hey, we're all going to suffer. Belgium is already going into a quarantine, you know, this. And it's, again, there's a disease that primarily is affecting a specific small group of people, and we're all going to have to pay the price. Right. And then if I have to hear Bill Gates say one more piece of crap in his entire existence 2 years from now about how, well, we learned in the fact that monkeypox is really just amongst people who are having gay sex. And then, you know, you see him, he's got his tail coming out. You're like, we knew.
Like, Mr. Man Boobs. The whole time, man. One of the little... Does he have wings? Do you grow wings like in Wizard of Oz?
Wizard of Oz. I think so. But monkeypox, it's like just the name of it is also like, it's not going to, they do this, they try a new disease every year and it doesn't really stick.
Yeah. They're like throwing it, swine flu? Maybe. What about the monkeypox? That one might.
Yeah.
A little bit. No. Okay.
No, we can't. And that's why.
What about the bat virus? Well, they're just going through like a Rolodex of animals. Just see which one will work.
Yeah, it's not going to work because
had a lot of play on that bat virus.
You've already attacked black people as it was. So they're trying to say this was racist. I've already heard this was a racist name.
Of course.
But COVID was already racist. So let's watch this. This is why we can't trust the media on this stuff. Let's play video number 3.
Rebecca, how are you doing from the New York Times? Can I ask you a quick question as Avi from Rebel News? How is the public meant to believe that the New York Times is here to actually ask the tough questions when you're here as an invited guest? How are people meant to rely on the mainstream media?
If you wouldn't mind, we're just having if you could give us, you know, thank you.
You don't want to explain to people why we should trust the mainstream media? No? Of course, no comment. There we go. So that's the point here is in Davos, you have the mainstream media that are not here to report the truth. They are here as part of the event, invited guests with their white name tags.
Well, I got to say, it's Avi Yemeni. We got Avi Yemeni, who's amazing there.
Yeah, he's great.
And he's in Davos. So the World Economic Forum is going on right now. The event where they plan pandemics. Or they don't plan pandemics.
A giant evil corporation, a conglomerate kind of organized group of Dr. Evils. Definitely not that.
What is the phrase that Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, uses? I think he uses stakeholders. Oh, yeah. Responsible stakeholders. And he said today that we're going to change the state of the world. We have control over the state of the world, he said. And they're preparing for the next pandemic, and they're trying the monkeypox now. I'm waiting for him to do the
pinky. $1 billion.
Isn't that interesting? He needs a mini-me. You want to apply?
Good. I could do it. It'd be like a spy.
Too short for the spot, are you?
Like a
again?
Spy. I could get in there. I could be like a little Klaus Schwab mini. Klaus Schwabette. I can put my little tunic
you gotta
on.
You gotta go bald, though. You gotta go bald.
Shave it off. I think I could do it.
Well, like people don't realize this. World Economic Forum is literally telling us what they're planning to do next. Savannah Hernandez is on the ground there. Jack Posobiec was detained by police.
I just saw that.
For trying to film and...
Yeah.
Discuss what's happening. God forbid the people of the United States actually start questioning what's going on. And the weirdest part about this was watching the right wing pair up with Antifa out front of Davos to protest this.
That is a strange circumstance.
Yeah. And they were like agreeing. There was no fights. Except for the fact that the only difference was is that Antifa was like fighting for a way forward, basically a new world order, but without China and without Russia involved.
They're like, we agree with you, but not specifically on the way you're doing it right now.
Yeah, and so I think it was like a weird position to where I just want people to know, like, that is going on, and as we're speaking, they're just engineering the next things that are going to happen, and most importantly speaking, it's like the process is they're making your kids gay, they're making your kids trans, they're making everything cost a lot of money, they're testing new viruses, and did you also see Bill Gates talked about how that, he wrote today about how that one disease movie, what was it called? He said, like,
it wasn't pandemic. It was,
he referenced, he was like, I'm so glad
Matt
people
Damon
make movies like this so that we can, you know, prepare and see that there needs to be a national response to viruses, forgetting that video movie was about like the government planning on dropping like a bomb on a city that they released their own engineered virus in.
Oops.
And like, he literally like was like admitting it, you know, he was going, oh yeah, he's like, I love this movie. It really helps us understand where we need to go in the future when it's literally about a government engineered virus and the government kills people in order to contain it. But it just, that was weird. And then I just yeah, I ordered his breast milk. I've been drinking it. It's been helping me.
How does it taste? Is it sweet?
I like the cries of his victims.
Yeah. I like the cry.
Me too. But the monkeypox, they're planning the monkeypox, that they're talking about it. They're already involved in it. And you already see that the propaganda is beginning. I don't know if you saw about this, but monkeypox, 80 cases confirmed in 12 countries from the BBC using the same image 5 years apart.
Come on, guys. Get creative at least.
Yeah. And also, too, I want to say this, that it is a version of like smallpox type of event. And they were also using pictures from syphilis as well. The NHS in the UK were using images of smallpox. And I don't even think that's the biggest issue is the date. Because the dates, this seems weird. The dates, because I feel like monkeypox hasn't been around, or maybe it has.
First time ever.
But I don't even care if the dates are. I don't know what's the discrepancy I see here is that they're using pictures majority of smallpox.
Yeah.
And you know, when I was a kid, though, I don't know if you remember this. When I was a kid, especially around September 11th and the time after, there was a lot of discussions about terrorists using anthrax and then smallpox. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then some smallpox vials got leaked and they got stolen.
Yeah.
What happened to that? Remember they were also about there was going to be a huge smallpox and we had a vaccines ordered. And just today, Fauci ordered $119 million of smallpox vaccines. And we're ordering monkeypox vaccines now, apparently. It's happening.
Strange. You know, it just kind of disappears.
And Moderna CEO, by the way, was at Davos saying that he was really upset that more people aren't taking his vaccine and we got to figure out how to make them do it.
How do I get him to use it? I want to stick it in their veins now.
Yeah, and reminding you, before Operation Warp Speed, none of their products for mRNA vaccines were approved or even passed any trials. But they're now given to all of us across the board. And then you see,
like,
you
mandatory.
Know, well, there's the marathon that just happened, the big marathon that happened where now 16 people have been hospitalized. Everyone's having heart attacks at the marathon. Somebody actually died.
Right.
Because it's not related to the vaccine, though.
Not at
vaccine,
all.
It's like normal for just 16 people to die of, you know, to get hospitalized from heart attacks at a marathon. I've heard this is very commonplace.
Yeah.
I'm used to the healthiest people having heart attacks at marathons. Very normal stuff. Don't question anything. Don't ask questions. Please do not ask questions. We can't do that. And by the way, we can help you save yourself and your money and your heart by eating the right kind of meat that doesn't bring arteries and block up and actually is lean and high quality, doesn't use hormones, it doesn't use any type of additives, preservatives, or things that are horrible. It gives you a small farm meat that you can trust right to your door, any type of meat you want, from steak to chicken to pork to fish. It's absolutely amazing. It's delicious, and I love their ribeye. It's Moink. You got to join the moinkbox.com movement by going to moinkbox.com/offensive, moinkbox.com/offensive. I can't stop you from having heart attacks while you're running. Like I said, I can't change Davos and the future. I also can't prevent inflation or prevent food from being in your grocery stores and helping baby formula pop up. But I can help you guarantee that you get good meat delivered to your house as frequently as you need and whatever you sign up by going to moinkbox.com/offensive. They always deliver the best. They help save rural America too by using small farms. I love it and you should
too.
I like
that.
Join the Moink movement today. Keep America farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/offensive. moinkbox.com/offensive. Sign up right now and get 1 year of free filet mignon, and it is the best you'll ever taste, but for a limited time. And I love the filet. I know you'll love it too. And I don't even understand this offer. I don't get how you can give free filet mignon for a year because of the price
That's
of it.
Insane.
I don't know how they profit, but I know that you can profit yourself by getting
Obviously.
Amazing meat. It is so good. And I say sous vide and then flame it. It is. There's so many ways to cook steak, but I'll tell you this. If you ever put a video of it up or a picture up online, you'll find out 1,000 other ways you could have cooked it because everyone seems to have an opinion on how your meat should have been cooked the way they like it. I'm not going to tell you how to cook your meat, but get the meat at moinkbox.com/offensive. I can't stop the critics, but I can stop you from buying crappy meat ever again. Moinkbox.com/offensive. Mm. Check it out.
How do you take your steak, by the way? I want to know.
Definitely medium rare. I will say this, though. I went with Mark Lobliner to Haywire. You been to Haywire?
No.
Steakhouse?
No.
Went to Haywire with him. He ordered a steak salad, then proceeded to ask for nothing else except for the lettuce. So he ordered a bowl of lettuce and then asked for triple steaks and then I ordered them rare. This man ate raw meat on lettuce for
Which
his
you can
meal.
Do.
Like a pile of raw meat and lettuce.
Yeah.
What a legend.
That's just carnivore.
Yeah, I was like, okay then. Three steaks and a bowl
it's
of
like
lettuce.
The ratio is Very off, but I like it.
That's close. That's a man's salad.
That is. It is.
No dressing. Just pile on the lettuce and raw meat. No oils or anything. Just a little bit of salt, raw meat, and lettuce.
Blood is the dressing.
It is. It is. It's going to be the dressing of today, too. I got a salad plan.
There's something going on in the other room.
I don't know. I heard there's something. I see someone asked me for a knife earlier or something. I don't even know what's going on. I do want to say this, so as moving in this, though, the propaganda has begun. Speaking of the pandemic, though, during the Sunday morning appearance on ABC this week, Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of Brown University School of Public Health and the White House coronavirus response coordinator, spoke of an unexpected surge of Wuhan coronavirus cases for the coming fall and winter. In other words, the surge is expected to come right before the November midterms. And I do want to let you know this, too, that the White House is already suggesting that we should not be advising indoor gathering, and we should go back to suggesting masks. They believe just in time in October, November, that it will be unsafe once again to gather because of a new surge of new types of coronaviruses. And the Moderna CEO was saying at Davos that he's afraid that, the new updates are not going to be as effective for the new strains that are sure to come out around election. And then we also found out in minors, some of the studies are showing that they're only 12% effective in certain cases of youth. And so we, the best way that we're going to be able to fight this is by avoiding public spaces like polling booths.
Oh, better send those voting out. You send it to everybody. Everybody in the entire state.
You ever seen Dominion's logo? Let me look this up real fast. Dominion.
I've heard
voting.
The name Dominion.
So do you know that it's the voting
alone.
Machines?
Just the name is creepy.
I know. It is a weird thing. But like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I watched Austin Powers.
Do you ever notice
not
this?
Too long ago? That is not as funny as it used to be because it's almost real. Like, Dr. Evil is almost real. It's just they do it under this guise of trying to protect you, which is very devious.
Well, like, do you ever notice Dominion voting? It's interesting that they use a ballot box. Look at my screen here. That's red. That's like the red vote going in. I don't know. I just always thought that was weird.
Trick your brain.
That they have like, it's the red vote. And then some of the other logos they have is a blue one comes out. Their other logo, they have like a blue. They have like some weird stuff going on. Yeah, it's like, it's just
a red
weird.
Going in and a blue coming out.
Like in Dominion Watch, if you go here, I find this, I'm a lot conspiratorial on this stuff. But like, I love how Dominion, look at the Dominion is called the power or right of governing and controlling, rule and control.
Man, come on.
It's Dominion voting. And that's then they have like the red vote going into the box and it disappears. And it's just like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we know it was safe. We know it was fair. We know it was guaranteed. I just...
Fortified.
It was fortified, like our cereal.
Yeah. Full of fiber and fortification.
Well, listen to this. When asked by host Martha Raddatz about the expected surge, Dr. Jha explained that they indeed are planning for a variety of scenarios, including the wave of infections this fall and winter, which he used as an opportunity to push, making that sure we have a new generation of vaccines that are being worked on right now, that we have availability of treatments and testing, and we have the resources. And calling on America for being awesome, hearing the Moderna CEO cry in the World Economic Forum about how like one out of two Americans like won't get a second shot or haven't gotten a shot at all.
Oh, man.
And he's like, they just don't want to fall in line. It's like, literally,
yeah,
you're
going to
fall on that line when we...
Yeah. Do what needs to be done.
Yeah. Cap guns.
Yeah.
Cap guns.
Nerf guns. I like Nerf
guns. Paintballs. Paintball fight, the World Economic Forum. Hey, you want to get
That's
a
how
paintball
we solve
fight?
It all. We get it on a paintball field.
It's true. But I do want to say this. So they're telling us that we might not be able to, even this fall, get into close spaces, close contact because of monkeypox. But it is interesting, as Cernovich said, that it is homophobic to call monkeypox a disease, largely being spread by gay men at bathhouses, even though that's what is happening, say COVID hysteric and lockdown advocate from Yale. P.S. You can't do lockdowns to slow the spread of monkeypox. That's only for COVID. So he's saying like it's interesting that because gay people are spreading monkeypox in bathhouses, which I didn't know existed really. Like
I didn't know. Yeah, they
I know
still
in Korea
existed,
they do.
Know.
I don't culturally. I just thought in America, maybe outside of San Francisco.
Like, which one makes sense?
Because I know that Biden said, remember he said that quote about how, you know, like, he remembers back in the 80s with
bathhouses.
Like, with like the orgies and the bathhouses. I was like, I don't know what you're talking
like,
about.
Sir, that's not normal, okay? That's not a normal thing.
You're the
thing
only
to
one
say.
Who remembers that, sir.
Horn Pop was there.
He's like, wait, that was just an island. It wasn't a bathhouse, that was a bath
island.
Oh, yeah,
island. I got on a plane, flew there. There were girls rubbing my legs.
I'm just going to say. Yeah, we're rubbing your third leg, your tripod. But this is from Live Science. I do want to say this. What is, let me go to this for us. What is monkeypox? And so let's actually talk about this here for a second. You guys got to see that. What is monkeypox? I'm just going to read it. I don't know why I can't find it on here, but this is where we are right now. I've been so distracted with my entertaining guest who's really kept my mind up, and I've been really having a good time with him, and it hasn't been hard to get through this at all. It's been a nice day. I've been really having a good time. But here's what monkeypox is. What seems to be happening now is that it has got into the populate. Oh, it is resetting. It looks like nothing works while you're around, including the show. Let me give me a second
here. It's my aura.
Yeah.
Off of me.
What seems to be happening now is that it has got into the population as a sexual form, as a genital form, and being spread as our sexually transmitted infections, which has amplified the transmission around the world, David Hyman, an infectious disease epidemiologist and World Health Organization expert, told Reuters. Monkeypox is a disease caused by the monkeypox virus, genus, it doesn't matter, orthopox virus. The virus is closely related to the other pox viruses, such as the other ones. And we keep going down, all of them. There you go. Monkeypox is first identified in 1958 in monkey colonies, and then again in 1970 in a human in what is now the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In
who
subsequent
had
years,
relations with a monkey. That monkey.
Monkeypox generally runs its course, resolving on its own over a period of 2 to 4 weeks, according to World Health Organization. However, severe cases can occur, and today about 3 to 6% of those infected with the disease die from it, the WHO noted. The risk of death is higher among your children. Individuals younger than about 40 or 50 of age may also be more vulnerable to monkeypox because smallpox vaccinations would help protect a person from... Okay, so it doesn't matter. It's useless. But it is also... It is racist. Let's go ahead and let's watch this video.
Is it just me that's finding it very weird that they keep using black people to show this monkeypox thing? Like, you guys can say I'm reaching and stuff, but when it comes to other diseases and stuff like that, you want to show white people. When it was corona, white people. When it's heart diseases, white people. When it's cancer. You know, when I was younger, I didn't know black people could have cancer because they would only show white people. But now it's monkeypox that didn't even come from any, like, stereotypically black country. You just want to keep showing black people. I'm talking to you, Scannies. It's just very convenient. That's all I'm going to say.
Black people.
Separately, this one's not a joke. Congo. I'm staying in my yard. You lot can go and have fun outside, but I'm definitely... This is a... If this becomes a pandemic, I'm staying in my yard. Don't invite me to no motive. I don't care. I'm staying in my yard. My yard.
What you want
to say?
What about
the Congo?
The Congo. What you want to? It's like... What was that? Bruh. Like, I mean, dude, bruh. This is a performance. Bruh, 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 bruh. Monkeypox.
You know, my yard, I go, bleh.
Come in the monkeypox. Put it in my monkeypox. It's a weird thing. It's like, you know,
it's probably
because it comes from Africa. So that's from a lab in Wuhan. I'm just saying, that's a theory. That's a debunked theory.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know what it is about disease in black people, but they keep saying things coming from Africa. Isn't there a theory that HIV came from a chimpanzee or something like that?
That was the thing, right? I remember when I was a kid.
Someone ate a monkey, then they changed it.
It was like, it came from a monkey, and then somebody had sex with that monkey, and that's where you got AIDS. And I was like, that's weird. Why would somebody do that?
And you now got AIDS in a bathhouse, so that's even
it's easier in the water. I didn't even know it was in the water. I was just chilling in my Epsom salt bath here. I was just trying to hang out, and it just floated in. Even the orifice.
Since you didn't have anything else to pass off to your kids, at least you gave them something they'll never forget. AIDS, the gift that keeps on giving. It's like inflation.
It's an heirloom. I think it.
So people think of AIDS. It's all how you look at it. Disease.
Yeah, positive.
It kills us or disease.
Silver linings.
Or disease. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
It's literally one of the few renewable resources. Like AIDS. Syphilis. You know what I mean? HIV, syphilis. It's like something that you don't even have to pay for it. You don't have to ask for it. It's given to you. It's a donation. You're welcome. Yeah. Would you like it?
I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's itchy. But it's my identity now. So I'm glad I can put that on my Twitter bio.
I got monkeypox in my monkey box.
That one got it.
All right. Well, look, they've been doing this disease stuff forever, and it seems like Alex Jones is always right when it comes to these types of situations. And he's been talking about this for a long time. Watch this video of Alex warning us that they were always trying to use these diseases on us. And I don't know when he isn't right, but in this case, he definitely was.
350 million or more people in Africa, and then 12 die of Ebola in one little town. They go, oh, Ebola, 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 oh, Ebola. And they had CNN people saying diseases will be coming out of the rainforest because Mother Earth is mad. Literally like witch doctors going, booga, booga, sun not come back. You know, when we have floods and rain and meteors might hit the Earth. What if a meteor hits the Earth tomorrow and destroys a city? Are they going to say this is because the people of Earth have been bad? That meteor just came from space. It's very primitive control apparatus. It's how chiefs and medicine doctors used to control, and shaman would control the people. Say, oh, if you're not good, the crops won't come. Oh, the environment, if we're not good. I don't want to eat a piece of meat that's got dioxins in it from plastics production.
You can cut it off. I just got an alert in my ear that it is the end of the show. We got over because you have birthday plans, because apparently it is your birthday. Is that true?
It is my birthday. I'm turning 30.
It is your birthday. And you know what?
I'm 30 now.
Congratulations. You're old. How do you like it?
You know, it feels, my back hurts a little bit. I think it came in.
Yeah, you're old. So we actually knew that it was your birthday.
Bro.
And we got you a cake.
Dude, you didn't have to do that, bro.
We got you a cake, and I'm going to put some music on. I think it's copyrighted, but we don't make any money on this show anyways. We got you a literal, let me see, I think I can do this ghetto. I got you, where's the birthday, happy birthday song? We were going to sing you a song, and we were going to cut some cake, because we were happy.
Oh, dude.
And so we actually, despite, we don't like you that much, so we didn't get you a big one. Let me see if I can get this down here on the screen here. We are going to sing you a happy birthday.
And if
everyone in the room could sing with us, please, that would be really helpful. Let me get that down there. Happy birthday song.
Hey. Oh, yeah, you got to turn that up. You turn that up.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, man.
You. Happy birthday. Wait. Happy birthday
to me.
Do you have some forks, some plates?
Yeah, yeah, let me get it. Oh, man. That's nice, man. Thank
you. Happy birthday to you.
What are you doing?
The show's over.
I mean, it's not bad.